Check one, two.
Check, check.
That's it.
That's it.
We're rolling. It's a little jam. Let you know that.
I like
we're
it.
We're all the way. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, dude. I wanted to add more stuff too, but it sounds pretty. Sounds pretty cool. Why not?
Don't mess with success. I like it.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
Sounds really good.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dude from Los Angeles podcast.
Woo!
It's a hot another one. Week. Yeah, I know, right?
It's a hot one.
And we're out here in the sun. It's beautiful, though.
I can't complain.
You're light, man. You need some color on you,
I
man.
I do, right? I know.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to get that little sunglass tan on you.
I stayed out of the sun for too long, I think.
Yeah.
You'd get back in it.
Definitely. Definitely, man. Hey, guys. Today, it's a beautiful Friday, and I got my buddy, Danny Santana, here to talk about a lot of stuff about life, man, whatever it is you want to get into. But for the most part, it was you know, it's crazy when you're growing up, you start seeing like where people's lives are going.
Yeah.
You know, but man, you got really like deep, you know, into photography.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you go out and that's like it's become like a really interesting hobby. Like back in the day, I guess people were, you know, you would have been the crazy guy with the black room in his house, you know, developing stuff. But you're going out to like the desert and, you know, you're taking pictures out there.
As much as I would love to take credit for all the photography stuff, like it comes straight from my wife, Natasha. She's the one that's had the passion for photography forever.
Really?
Yeah. And so,
dude, next time I'm gonna have her on.
Yeah, you should. You definitely should. We should talk about other things and let her talk about photography.
Right.
She's,
okay.
She's the one to go to. Yeah. I mean, just when we started going out. I mean, and it's a whole long story with her. I mean, I met her in third grade.
Get out of here.
So I've known her forever.
Where'd she go to? Where'd she go to?
To elementary Kennedy.
School? Jesus.
Yeah.
How many people went to Kennedy? You know what's weird, man? I was out, and there was a. I was out with a group of people, and it was, you know what's going to go wrong when they're like, oh, my Tinder date's here, so I got to go meet him.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. But then a guy comes over, and, you know, I was like, hey, you know, I don't. You just try to make small talk. Hey, man, what's up? Where are you from? He was coming from downtown L.A., supposedly. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, like I'm from, like, City Terrace area. He's like, oh, shoot, man.
Okay.
Where'd you go to school? Where'd you go to elementary school? Because I was like, yeah, it's going to be that. And yeah, I went to Kennedy Elementary School. I mean, like maybe 4 years, you know, after I did, right?
Okay. But
nonetheless, I was like, that's such a rare school to come from.
I feel like it is. I feel like anytime that question comes up, like, well, where did you grow up in the City Terrace? I'm like, City Terrace? Where is that? You know, is that in the hills somewhere? So yeah, it kind of sounds like it's way out there. And so, yeah, when you do meet someone that's from around you, how do I not know you? Like, I know everyone, you know? So it's a bit of a trip. But yeah, we met then. We were friends in third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. Then we ended up going to Belvedere together, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So from there, we were kind of...
Same lineage as I.
Yeah.
That's it.
We would walk home every day after school with her and her brother. Up
that gigantic hill up Rowan.
Yeah, you had to take your pick, man. It was either Hazard or it was. I think what is it Rowan?
Oh no, not Rowan. Yeah. No, it was Hazard or Bonnie Beach.
Yeah,
and you would definitely always go Bonnie Beach.
No, for sure.
You could never go Hazard.
We tried it one time just for fun, and Hazard. That was a mistake.
Oh my God! Yeah. Once you start hitting like you start seeing like the old retirement home, and you're like, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. But
you still got halfway to go. Yeah,
it's so bad.
It's terrible.
I remember there was a story of some dude on a skateboard, supposedly the myth, right?
Yeah.
That he had actually bombed the hill.
Yeah.
And I was like, get out of here. He's like, he got so much speed, man. He ended up on Chavez. I mean, he was going so fast. That's
he ended
always
up on the other side of Belvedere. He just flew right over him.
Everything. He just he went over cars.
Cleared it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But so you guys had met there and then
yeah, and then so what happened is I think it was either seventh grade or eighth grade that I moved out closer to where Dodger Stadium is at.
Yes.
And so I didn't go to I was still going to Belvedere, but I wasn't walking home anymore because I was either my mom was picking me up or I was taking the bus to my sister's house away from my mom to pick me up or something like that. So we ended up going to different high schools, obviously. I went to Marshall, which is kind of by Silver Lake.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she was still over here. So for like those 4 years, we just lost contact completely. Mm-hmm. And it was only through, of course, MySpace at the time.
MySpace, yeah, yeah, yeah. Second time, sweet. Yeah, MySpace keeps coming up, man.
I hate to shout it out, but it...
Hey, go Tom. Go Tom. Yeah. You knocked it out for everybody, yeah, man.
For sure. So it was through that we started talking again. And mm-hmm. then, of course, that led to Facebook.
Yes.
Which we're all comfortable with now. And
and Facebook is dying. Like, yeah, let's be honest. That's, yeah, that's it.
I'm on IG.
And that's where you have to be, you know. And if you're messing around, if you're trifling, then you're on that Snapchat. But yeah, for the most part, people are like on Instagram. That's on Instagram, it. That's where it is. All my cousins from Mexico and my grandma are on Facebook. And that's why I'm like, nope. Yeah.
I know my mom has a Facebook too.
So. Of course she does. Of course she does.
Yeah. Never likes my posts, but she's on there.
Of course. Why would she?
Right.
Yeah. Do you ever like her stuff?
She takes a lot of selfies. I'll give her some love for the selfies for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's when you got to draw the line, man. Yeah. No, I can't.
Once you start seeing filters, you see the filters. That's when you gotta.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you take a selfie, you're not gonna not put a filter on it.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Did you do a national selfie for Selfie Day or whatever?
I didn't. It caught me by surprise, and I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you're like, I don't have a haircut. I didn't do it.
No, I'm not. I'm not. No. I can take my selfies seriously if I'm going to do that, man.
Yeah. No, you got it. You got it. It's yourself, man.
Yes.
And most importantly, it's a very dramatized version of yourself. Like, you got to shoot the angles.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you seen, like, selfies and you're like, I know that person. That person does not look like that picture.
Right.
Like, that's a full season of catfish right there.
Yeah, you can go through my wife. I actually have a bunch on my phone that I send to my wife off of Snapchat, just ridiculous filters that I'll take of myself and send them to her.
Yeah.
So I don't mess around.
All right, so then you guys, then bam, not for a long time, then just you guys reconnected.
And through Facebook messages, hey, you just want to hang out and catch up because you're an old friend from, you know, back in the day. And yeah, that's what ended up happening. We hung out a couple times. We ended up dating. Let's see, when was that? 2012 is when we started dating. Engaged 2013, I want to say.
Jesus Christ.
Married 2014. February 14th, 2014. Valentine's Day.
Wow, man. Hey.
Yeah.
Damn, making a lot of quick. Other people in like long relationships insecure right now, for sure.
It was pretty quick, but I think at the same time, too, it wasn't like... I met her, and then a year we got engaged, and then another year, you know, we got married. It's like I've known this girl since I was a little kid.
Right.
So it was this whole long friendship that we had before. Uh-huh. So it wasn't just like you're meeting a complete stranger, and then you get infatuated as you do and all that. It's just like I've known her for such a long time.
Yeah.
So I guess it sounds like it went fast, but to us, it just felt natural.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
And then, but she had already come with that idea of photography.
Like yeah, she had it. The way that she likes to explain it is she was like her brother plays music. He was always in a band. She was in a band for a while.
Uh-huh.
And the way she always says it is she's like, I like music. I like playing music, but I always wanted to be the one to like record. Like, can't I just take pictures of you guys playing or can I just record? It's like that's always her thing. So when we were dating, she had her dad's camera that she would use all the time and she would go shoot and I would just go with her. And he's just watching her and watching how happy she was doing it. I'm like, this is her thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then so I think it was for like a wedding gift or something. I bought her a camera. So she would have her own camera. And then just going out to shoot with her. She's shooting with her, you know, her camera. And I'm shooting with like my phone, just getting things here and there. And she ended up buying me one for my birthday too.
Oh, damn.
So when we go out to shoot, you know, we do it together. Shoot around East LA, downtown, wherever. And... just as the more we hang out, the more, you know, photography stuff we started to do together. I know that she wants to do weddings. She wants to shoot weddings.
Right.
Excuse me, full time. Right. So I've kind of just there to help her and to learn editing, just settings, camera settings, just everything. Just
F-stops,
to back her up.
Aperture.
Yeah. God damn, dude. ISO, all those
ISO
terms. I
mean, what are you shooting, 100? What are you shooting?
Many a night spent on YouTube trying to figure all this stuff. Yeah,
dude, I have a T6i with the Rode mic on it,
mm-hmm.
and it's a good mic. There.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's just there. You know, like it's one of those where I had bought it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna make my Anthony Bourdain show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me just kind of going all these places to eat, But it's so much of a learning curve if you're trying to do it yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And photography is one thing. I'm sure video editing is just a whole different monster. And
don't get me started.
Right?
Because we shot my cousin's wedding, and I did a video for it.
Yeah.
Man, it took me like 2 weeks of going through all the clips that I got, editing them together, putting music behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Watching it, realizing that it sucked, so I had to start again. Like, video editing is a whole other thing.
It's a whole different monster.
Any video editor that's out there, you have my ultimate respect. Because
Well, they also got like crazy tools, right? That they can set up. They got a whole little system down.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's different from me. I also trying to do it on this MacBook, and
same.
I don't know. You got a MacBook?
Same,
yeah. It's a whole different level, right?
Yeah,
yeah. But then you guys are doing this. It's interesting. It's cool when you get a couple that like shares hobbies and
you
know, because I see you guys going out, man. You guys are going out and actually shooting together and spending your Friday nights, you know, and just that's the time to get some good shots, right?
Yeah. And it's this thing too where I've always felt like a person that needs to be just creating stuff, you know, whatever it is. Like, I used to draw when I was little. I'm terrible at it, but I used to like it. And then growing up, I like to write, and like, that was another outlet, you know. It was like perfect. I can figure out something to create with, and that's what I fall in love with, is the creative process of it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, of course, through that, it just brought us closer, and to where now we're just trying to get this as a business, make money off that, and and you know, and because that's the ultimate goal. She wants to be able to live off her passion, which I'm sure is everybody's goal, right?
That's where we're here like right work. Now, talking on a microphone, man.
Yeah, it won't feel like work if you're doing what you love. And so she loves to do it. I love to help her. I love to learn.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, just the learning about video editing or camera settings or just whatever. So I'm with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet it feels like positive time spent, you know, when you're going down that route. Because, you know, you're kind of, you're learning something that you like and that, you know, it's going to pay off in a different way. And that's kind of what I've gotten from, you know, because it's an art, man. It really is an art. It takes time to create those ideas. And, you know, for those that don't know, like, you guys took a picture of, what is it? It was just like some young girl that had like the whole Frida Kahlo look.
Yeah.
And that freaking picture looks awesome, right? And it took some thinking to create that shot, to compose it and to take it right.
Yeah. So that was a part of a collaboration, through Art Wars.
Art Wars. Yeah.
You know, that they do events for the community. And so, you know, we met,
Mario. Aren't you hot, man? Do you want a beer?
Let's take a beer for sure.
I'm going to open up these, Modern Times Fruitlands. So go for it, man.
Yeah. So we met, the creator, his name's Mario. We met him at a gallery, which was down the street. I don't know if you ever went. It was called Facha Patoto. It was down on First, and I think it's Cummings, right by the police station.
Oh, okay.
And so we had done an art gallery there and like a food drive. And so we ended up meeting him there. And we talked about what he does and that Art Wars event he was going to throw. And we're like, well, can we be a part of it? And he did one that was called A Letter to My Mother, where it had young people in the community basically writing a poem or singing a song, whatever they wanted to do, basically to their mother, you know? So I asked him, you know, I reached out and asked if we could do the photography for him for that. So we did that, and we're just like, I mean, we were holding back tears a lot of times by what some of these kids were saying to their moms, you know? And just from there, we were like, you know, we just want to be part of whatever it is that you do moving forward. So that event that you're talking about, it was one that he had at the Boyle Heights City Hall.
Yep.
And so it was, the way he always described it was like, it was like an art Olympics. So he had poetry readings. He had like dancers, the folklorico dancers, like a competition for them, some for the artists. And so that girl that we had her all dressed up like Frida, we met her through these photography meets that will pop up in L.A. sometimes. Just a bunch of people get together and they take pictures and they walk around the city taking pictures together. So it was her and her mom, and her mom dresses her up in all these, you know, awesome costumes and get all the photographers to take pictures of her. So she had done a shoot like that before, dressed in the, like Frida. Mm-hmm. So we told her that that's perfect. If you, we reached out to her as like, can you, you know, do like a Frida theme? And we'll have a, like a kind of like an exhibit there. And have just everybody, whoever wants to take pictures. And she nailed it.
Dude, perfect.
Yeah.
Like Karen, it looked great.
Yeah, Karen and Trinity. Trinity's a little girl. Yeah, they're awesome.
Karen, damn.
So yeah, they got down. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
Well,
And then going back, man, you guys actually go to these. There are around the city groups, and I mean, who needs a flash mob, right? Like that's a real flash mob. Photographers get together, and they hit the streets, and it's like a bunch of models. It's a bunch of like flares and smoke.
Yeah.
That's all I've seen. Motorcycle. I don't know what goes on.
It can be a circus at times.
Is it a circus?
I don't know.
I want to see what it looks like. You know, like one of these days, like, do you guys find each other just based on Instagram?
That's how it started. And there is this one group that, so we started doing, I'll take it back further a bit.
Yeah.
We started shooting, you know, me and my wife were shooting together for a while. And we did come across this page called Conquer LA. Instagram, Conquer it's Conquer LA. _ LA.
I keep seeing Conquer LA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we came across their page, and we saw they were doing a meet. I don't even know if they said meet or they said photo walk. I don't remember. But it caught our attention, and we're like,
we're there.
Let's go. Let's just see what it's about. And super intimidated when we got there because this is like the first time that we met with other photographers, and you're looking around and you see these $1,000
lenses and just, you know, some 80Ds or I don't know what.
And crazy numbers for sure
out there.
And so at first it was super intimidating. But what we did is there's that DWP building across the street from the music center, diagonally to the Walt Disney Concert Hall. It's where they have like fountains, change colors.
Okay.
So we met there. And I want to estimate how many people were there, but I'm going to get it wrong. But it easily like 50 people were there when we got there, you know. And then they were like, all right, we're going to walk. And they just started walking down to where Lower Grand is. And just this big mob of people.
Wow.
And getting to one spot, stopping, taking pictures of the city, of the light trails, cars passing. Like, it was pretty dope. And just all over downtown. So stopping traffic, it was just craziness. And, you know, we met the dudes that are you know, behind it, and they're just really cool people. They just wanted to get photographers together and just take pictures.
That's cool, man.
And that's all it was. That's all it had started now.
Whoa. Guys, I don't know if that came through. That was one of the loudest fireworks ever.
That was probably awesome. One of those where... I think we made them back in the day with the bottles.
Yeah. But that might, because even like the half sticks of dynamite that you can buy, or quarter stick or whatever, like they don't sound that loud. That had some bass to it. Yeah. You know? That was like some Afghani type of stuff right there.
Kids these days.
Yeah, I know, man. They're going straight to Pahrump in Nevada. Like, they don't even know like the palomitas or the old school Mexican fireworks you smuggle from TJ. Like, nope. They're like, we want the good stuff. No, but so then those guys, it's probably safer though, right? To get a group of 50 photographers to go shoot.
Yeah.
And it's just this giant mob.
For sure. And I mean, you have expensive equipment with you.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So we ended up doing that and just going out to every single one that they did. And it was a different location every single time. And you just meet all kinds. So a lot of the people that we know right now, we met through Instagram, which is just like, it's pretty powerful that you get all these people, they take pictures, you're taking pictures, that's cool, what's your name, what's your Instagram, and like, some of those are our best friends now, some of our real good friends have come from that. Yeah, and I thought that was always super cool, that was always their goal was really, like, not to make money, because they don't make money off of it, and it's a lot of work to plan one of these things, trust me.
Yeah.
They don't make any money off of it. They just want to get people from the community together and interact and just meet new people. And that's what it's been about.
That's good. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to, right? They're trying to build a community. They're trying to share. I'm sure they share ideas with everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, set your f-stop to this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Here. It's going to look sick as, you know, as all hell.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little different now. I mean, they've always stayed the same. Mm-hmm. There's one group that I mean, I'm really good friends with them. They've always been really cool about what they want. Sometimes now there's so many different little groups that do that. Uh-huh. And the circus that I'm talking about, some of it's like that now.
Wow.
But and it's like the people's priorities. I mean, I'm not like on a high horse or anything saying what you should be doing or anything like that.
Right.
But it's just like some people, they do it for the gram, really. They do it to get their follower count up.
Okay. Well, what would that mean? What would that entail? Like, how do they get more followers, or how does a page? I mean, it's just not shooting no buildings anymore. Is it just like half naked chicks mostly?
Yeah.
Is that what it
is? You see that a lot nowadays.
Do they down? Like, is that a lowbrow shooting, or is it like whole page shouldn't be just that? Or
I mean, to each its own. You shoot whatever you want to shoot. You know.
Mm-hmm. Do you see a lot of girls shooting girls?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's. I want to say it's mostly guys that are out shooting.
Uh huh.
But there's a lot of girl shooters too.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of the whole naked chick thing going down.
Yeah.
Those meets too, and where it just becomes to us it doesn't become about the photography anymore. It just becomes about like who gets the craziest shot and how many likes can I get on my shot, and it's become almost kind of standoffish, which is why we don't really go to the meets anymore. Mm-hmm. It's because that whole thing about everybody's talking to each other and, you know, asking each other about camera settings and getting, you know, meeting people and all that. It's like, it's not really like that anymore.
Huh.
So it's just weird now.
Right. Well, you end up finding just those people that do share that mindset, yeah. Right? You hang out with those people.
Yeah.
Man, that's what it is. It's all a community. I mean,
yeah. There's good people, there's bad, there's crazies. There's,
exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Yeah, because I've seen a lot of it, you know. But yeah, definitely not judging. So where are the naked chicks at again? Where can we go?
I'll tag you on Instagram on those pages.
Oh, man. Definitely don't say that out loud. Yeah, yeah. But yes, it's really. Yeah. And it's all over the city. And it's real cool, man. I think what's interesting is that you guys end up finding so many spots that people may have forgotten about or can't even go, you know, like you guys would be like, yeah, I'm gonna jump this dang fence and walk two miles to get to like an abandoned missile silo.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of the fun of it for me too, is just the adventure part of it and being on this adventure with really good friends, really good people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, we've through the just photography and I want to take a picture of this. We've gone to, I mean, abandoned buildings, abandoned jail, Arizona, the canyons, Antelope Canyons.
Of course, yeah.
Horseshoe Bend.
Yeah.
Like, just all kinds of crazy things.
I did that also, but I didn't shoot it as cool as y'all, for sure. I did it with the phone, and it was like, that's it.
Trust me. I mean, I took, like, at Horseshoe Bend, I took, like, 4 or 5 pictures and then just watched it for the rest of the time.
That's the beauty about it, right? Most of the time, it's just to just see with your eyes because it makes you feel small.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Grand Canyon, too. I mean, if you got there, like, the Grand Canyon is, like, oh, is that a painting? Like, am I walking?
Yeah, right?
Is that a painting? Am I just...
That's how I felt, too, about that Horseshoe Bend, because I've had seen that place so many times.
Right.
And I was like, I just want to go. Forget the photography part of it. I just want to stand there. And so when we did get there,
meanwhile, your girl's like, nah, hell no, I'm taking my camera.
Yeah, but you stand at the edge of this thing, and you're just like... so massive, and then you think about how long this thing has been here.
Yeah,
it's gonna be here way longer than we are. It was crazy.
Oh,
beautiful place,
all chopped up by this little river coming off of Lake Powell.
Yeah,
you know, just slowly carving up out the rock, and it's just
To date, that's one of my favorite pictures. I'll show you later.
Okay,
that I took.
Yeah.
Was from that spot.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll show you the selfie with my face covering up half of it. How's that?
Even? I think it's a fair trade.
Yeah. Definitely. There was no artistic nothing. I should have done something with it, you know?
That's funny.
But no. The way that you guys have found it, like the way the internet has made it so people could find each other, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's interesting about us too, man. For people that don't know, me and Danny grew up together in the same little street. Up in the hills. I mean, it's a street called Rambo's.
Yeah, what the hell is that, right?
Rambo's. Remember, I as a Rambo fan, I love the name of the street, but like it was named Rambo's. It's there's several times if you try to drive up there, you might get into an accident if you're not from the area, make the wrong left or not slow down when you shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little hard to get to, but you know, that was a cool place to grow up, man. Around that time, we were still kids that played outside and ran around, got dirty. There was a hill, like there was no development in front of our place. So I mean, we would slide down the freaking hill. We had no snow, so we would slide down the hill with the tops of trash cans.
Yeah.
And right into the street, you know? Just hopefully somebody told you your car was coming.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone back there since. And, oh, my God, the street seems so tiny. I'm like, really, dude? Like, we used to play football and baseball.
Play football out there.
And soccer out here in this street, and I can barely squeeze my car through here now.
It was so giant.
But it's like, when you think about it, well, you were tiny, too. So, yes. Of course it was, you know, big, too. You didn't drive, so it's just, you know.
I remember the biggest thing was my brother being able to throw the football on top of the fourth wire.
The wire thing.
Yeah, yeah. We're like, dang, that's high. You know, went over the fourth wire. And it was tall. And I've seen the fourth wire. That's not that tall. I could do it.
I could throw my hat up there.
Yeah. Right? That's what it is.
So crazy.
And that was an interesting time to grow up because it was right before cell phones. You know, like... Before kids had cell phones, before we got distracted with other things, we were just out there playing, man.
Man, those are definitely good times. Yeah, I mean, and it was those days, too, where we could walk to the store down City Terrace. We could walk to McDonald's I wrote a bunch of stuff down so that I wouldn't forget, but I'm going to try not to refer to it.
It's all good.
But it was like, I remember we used to sleep over at... Horacio's house was another
good friend of us. Right next door. So it was my house. Then there was like a larger hill. But right next door to me was Horacio's house, and we would sleep over his place because his place was the biggest. It also had the black box, so it also got the hot network that we would skip back and forth to.
And the wrestling.
Yeah, but it we'd always hang out at his. And then Danny was like two houses down from that. It was a cool place to stay.
Yeah. And I remember us getting up super early in the morning and walking to McDonald's for breakfast.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous if you think about
how. Yeah. How old were we? Yeah, that cat's right, coming, ahead. Man. I'm telling you.
Come on
these
in.
Cats
I mean,
just do what they wish.
Go ahead. Would you like a beer?
It's funny. There's these cats here. And we kind of intrude on their bench space, but they'll take a nap or something like that. They'll come by.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what they do.
Go for it.
You don't have to pet them. They don't need your love. They just want to take over your space.
That's funny. Well, I mean,
10?
Probably.
That's what it feels. You were probably 10. I was probably 11.
Probably.
Or 12. I don't know what the difference is.
And it's such a long. It's so far.
It is ridiculously far. Because in order to get there, you'd have to go down those stairs and then go down the other way.
Yeah.
It's maybe, you got to think it's maybe 3 miles away.
Maybe.
Like into busy streets. And we'd always take that alley.
The sketchy alley.
The sketchy alley. See, like we had no sense. But that alley was cool because you'd go up the stairs, you'd be right there.
Yeah.
You know, saved you a lot of time.
Yeah. And there was all kinds of things like that, dude. That you just, I wouldn't tell our son, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and walk to it. Hell no.
Oh, jeez. So what was it? Do you think it was just our parents that didn't know any better?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you say things like this, and then you feel like you're just some old person now. Like, well, back in my day, you know, things were a lot easier.
I don't think it was.
I don't know. I don't know what it was. There's so much freedom. I mean, my mom was working, you know, to be honest. She couldn't be there because she was working. But I just never felt like, and I would go to the store like every day.
Yeah.
I never felt like, well, maybe I shouldn't go. It's a little kid by himself. No, I just walk to the store, walk to buy tacos, walk to get mariscos.
Oh, shit.
Just whatever. And it's no big deal.
Uh-huh.
It's different now, I guess. I don't know.
It's not different. I think it's just, I don't know, man. These kids are soft.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Damn soft kids.
No, it is definitely the bad way to go about it. That should be understood. And yeah, you know, your mom was working. I remember that. I remember that the most about your mom, that she was working all the time.
Still working now.
Yeah. And it's one of those where, you know, when you're working so much and you have kids, you also had older sisters, so I'm sure they were kind of, you know, in charge of you. But they were also, you know, in their teens, you know, late teens. So, you know, they're trying to have fun and just making sure that you were all right. I mean, that's what it is. We're all just, it caught in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, it was, man. You knew everybody. You knew everybody that was cruising by. Remember that one white guy that used to cruise by? There was one white guy that used to live down the street. And I don't know if he was really white. I think he was like Venezuelan or something, right? Maybe. But just after Mexico won the World Cup, he cruised by and said, "Mexico." And we're all like, "Mexico."
Yeah.
And then we said that for like 2 years. That was it.
That was the catchphrase.
That was the catch for every single time you drive by. Like, "Mexico, Mexico."
It's so funny.
Yeah. I don't know. And he just that's how he would get by the giant group of kids that are playing football in the middle of the street without an issue.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. That way we didn't flip over his car, man. You got some notes on it, man.
I had to get some notes because
we've got notes, man.
We've known each other for such a long time, but I feel like we haven't talked in.
Yeah, that's very true.
Maybe years. I mean, the last time I remember seeing you, I think
we went over to my dad's.
It was that's what it was. That's exactly what it was.
Uh huh.
Your dad hasn't aged a year either. I've seen
it. Don't tell him that, man. Everybody,
dude, I've seen you post like a picture of him. I'm like, it's the same person.
Guy. He's getting younger. Yeah. That's what's scary, man. That's why us that are losing our hair, like me and my brother, we're like, Jesus Christ, how about you share the wealth over here? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody tell him that because it just inflates his ego.
I hope he doesn't listen. I don't know if he does, but I hope he doesn't.
Nah, yeah, I'll make him listen.
So. Yeah. Yeah, well, no, I just had to write stuff down because there's so many just cool little memories that
go
I remember.
For it, man. Shoot, what's number one?
Dude, the sleepovers. I wrote down sleepovers watching wrestling.
I remember watching a lot of wrestling because, he had free pay-per-view.
Yes.
But do you remember the sleepover that we actually had that we're like, we're going to go camping?
Yes.
Go for it, man.
Yeah. So that one, let's see, where do I start about that? Because it's going to sound ridiculous to everybody who's listening now.
It sounds ridiculous no matter what, man.
Yeah. So, in front of my house, there was a car that my sister, it was my sister's car, and when she got into an accident, and it ended up just in front of our house, it was totaled, you couldn't drive it anymore, it was just in front of our house for lack of better place to store it. So, I guess whose bright idea it was, I don't know whose it was, we should go camping outside in the car.
Yeah, the idea was let's go camping, you know, and then, but we didn't want to go camping, you know, like, next to the hill, actually in some wilderness, we're like, let's try to be safe. I think we're being pretty responsible.
Responsible, right, for a group of kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible idea.
Terrible idea, for sure.
Because it had one busted, it had one big old busted window that I think, I don't know, did we cover it or was that just me?
We had to have covered it. I got to think we covered it.
Yeah. Yeah, because it. And then I just remember waking up and it was cold.
Oh, it was cold as shit, dude.
It was really cold. We were like, this was.
That's
this
when
was
you
the
figured it out.
Idea.
Yeah, this is pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we.
Horacio was older and he's like, you guys are dumb for making me do this.
Yeah,
and I'm going
but there
home.
He was. Yeah, and I remember too, we were scared because the front windshield is facing the street. And we're like, we got to put something there because that's terrifying to just be asleep and think about people walking by. And,
Yeah.
But we slept in that damn car for the whole night.
The whole night, man. Waking up and it felt horrible because your back hurt.
And why the hell didn't our parents drag us out of the car? And be like, you guys are ridiculous.
No, this is fine. Just let them sleep
whatever.
In the car.
As long as they don't bug us, huh?
I think that's what it is. They're probably like blasting freaking La Parabolica inside, you know?
Yeah.
That's fine. What else you got, man? You got topics. That's fine.
I got topics. Yeah, I came prepared.
I don't even have topics, man.
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
Some people are unprepared. I don't want to be unprepared.
Yeah, man. You don't have to be unprepared. It's a conversation. We're just catching up, you know?
Yeah.
Same stuff we would have talked about.
But yeah,
about
well, that's the thing.
Just chilling.
Since we're catching up, there are so many things that I want to bring up.
That is true.
Because damn, science just took off my glasses and now I got to put them back on.
Yeah, we had a little bit. We got like 20 minutes before it actually goes down.
Yeah.
You want to switch spots, man?
I'm good right here. I'm good. Yeah. It was just in my face. But I do remember we were getting into skating at that point too.
Yes, that's the big one. That's the big one I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
Because because, you know, a lot of this, I'm going to have some skateboarding. What the fuck am I saying? Am I a nerd, man? I'm getting old. That's how much I haven't skated in a while.
You get some skateboarding folk out here. Yeah,
some
stuff.
Skateboarding peoples. Man, this go cat ahead. Go ahead. Thinks it's home. It's just like right next to my laptop and everything.
No shame.
I'm going to have some pro skaters on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's cool to have you on to actually talk about when I actually got into skateboarding.
Yeah.
Because we both got into it I got into it a little bit before you,
mm-hmm.
but you beat me in so many more like skateboarding landmarks, like, you know, like milestones that I remember were debilitating at the time. Oh, they set some kind of fire in me. I was like, hell
yeah. 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 That's what it was too. You always have that little competition with your friends and it turns out making you better. But yeah, mm-hmm. I do remember just skating for hours on the sidewalk in front of your house. That the sidewalk is all clean and it's just one black spot of wax.
Just
and
straight
skateboard residue all over it.
Yeah, so many candles have been broken to get that wax. I don't know how many saints we pissed off.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We would always try to get.
I remember we would try to get the blank ones.
Try to get the blank. We were trying to be respectful.
But yeah, if there wasn't, I mean, what can
if
you
there
do?
Wasn't, I'm sorry, San Judas Tadeo.
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta go.
Jude. I didn't know that was Saint Jude, man. My mom used to have a bunch of statues of him. And what is it? I remember I played golf inside the house, mm-hmm. and I knocked his head off, and I thought I was gonna die.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, oh, he chopped his head off. Like, I hit it.
What a
broke it.
Terrible sin.
What a sin. I am going to die tomorrow. This is a mm-hmm. bad. This is a bad. As a kid, man, that's the worst thing you want to do is knock off a saint's head. But I remember I just taped it back on. She didn't figure it out for like a little while. And, you know,
that's hilarious.
Definitely didn't. I died after that, though.
Yeah.
She beat the shit out of me. It was awesome. I was like, you hit me with the chancla. It doesn't hurt. And then she hit me harder. I told my dad. That's the worst thing. You don't want to laugh at your parents. You don't want to tell them that it didn't hurt. Get your life, cat. Get your life.
That's funny. But yeah, there is another thing I wanted to bring up, and I wrote it down because I wanted to see if you would remember it.
I might not, man. I got a terrible memory.
You might not. But we had what we called the Little Book of Excuses.
No, I don't remember this at all.
So what this was... I'll explain it to you since you don't remember.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Was we needed just excuses to get out of things. Whether we were in trouble or we didn't
do
our homework.
Right. What kind of dumb shit did we make up?
Now, the only one that I can remember is I have busted kneecaps. And when we wrote it down, it was the funniest shit that we had ever come up with. And it was literally a book like... 2x2 inches.
So many excuses.
But it was a little book of excuses, and that's what we called it. And we would just put all kinds of ridiculous shit in there, and we were like, yeah, so the next time you're going to get in trouble,
pull out the book of excuses.
Little, and it's little, so it just fits in your pocket.
That's right. We even thought about making
it's
a little,
freaking genius.
So a little pocketbook.
It's genius.
Who comes up with that?
I don't know, but we did.
Was half busted kneecaps an excuse, or was that the issue?
That was the excuse. Like, why didn't you do your homework?
Huh.
How are you going to argue with some kid that's telling you my kneecaps were busted? I just busted my kneecaps. Well, I can't expect you to do your homework if you're dealing with that.
That's true.
I guess at least that's what our brains were telling us at that point.
Man, I'm gonna use in honor of the book of excuses. I'm gonna try to use busted kneecaps at some point. You know,
you should.
Yeah, I might get out of work that way. Yeah. You know? Hey, boss, busted kneecaps.
Jesus Christ, take a week. You know,
a week for sure. God, man,
it's ridiculous.
I did not remember that.
And like you said, it's before we had phones. You know, we had internet, but of course, it was the dial up where. Don't use the phone while you use the internet, please.
Yeah.
Or you'll ruin my internet experience.
Yeah. If everybody else had internet, I didn't get internet until like 2 years after that, 3 years after that for sure. And it was like the free Net Zero package,
yeah,
you know?
Of course. You'd stock up on your CDs.
Of course. Oh, for sure.
You bang out a good 3-4 months on free internet
on
just
free
with those
internet.
CDs, yeah.
Yeah, I remember if you got like one of the original ones, like that was free for life. Like you were getting it forever. And Net Zero was free.
Yeah,
but God, they had to pay for it, man.
That was our entertainment, I guess.
Yeah, Oh shoot, man! Shit, what like else that. You got? These are solid. These are really solid.
Let's see what else.
Well, actually, on the skateboarding thing, real quick, because I the biggest thing at City Terrace, there's like a bench supposedly, but it definitely looked like a place that architects created for kids to skate on, and it's right there, right before you get into like the basketball gymnasium spot, and it's like a bench. You know, it goes like flat, you know, starts off really small and it gets big.
Yeah.
And then we'd always get on top of it and try to ollie off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember one time we're on top of it and it was just trying to ollie onto the grass.
Yeah.
And I remember you fucking did that. And you did it before me. And I freaked the fuck out. Because I was standing like right behind the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looked like you disappeared, you know, because you were smaller. And you look at it now.
Yeah.
You disappeared behind the freaking thing, behind the ledge. And I was like, this guy is crazy, man. And immediately after, I went, congrats. And fucking need to do that now.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, no, not even like I'm going to do it, but I need to do it now. Like, I almost got like this weird scared. That's it. That's the new bar.
Yeah.
You know? And none of us had any good boards, man, this whole time. Oh. We were all skating off of like swap meet boards, you know?
Yeah.
Or like $10 and eventually we graduate into the better ones. But yeah. Dang, man. That's what I remember. I remember you definitely doing that trick and feeling those exact feelings. Because I remember after that I was like, you gotta keep topping it.
Go for it. Yeah. I ate shit pretty bad. I remember I
and I just bailed grass.
Yeah. And it's like it's like 3 feet.
Then high. It looked freaking gigantic.
But yeah, it was.
Standing at the edge of it, you're like, this is going to hurt, you know?
For sure.
God, man. All right, next one. Let's see.
The next one. Well, you mentioned it earlier. It was playing golf in your house.
Oh, Jesus.
For all your listeners, don't freak out. But golf in the house was definitely a thing that we did.
Golf in the house was a real thing. So I would get these golf clubs. My dad would, he had a big thing about going to thrift stores. Yeah. It was just thrift stores were like the thing. Yeah, you just got to go shopping there. And I would always end up, I amassed the collection of clubs. And it's a weirdest thing, man, because I've tried a golf now. And I liked it then, I thought, because nobody my age was golfing.
Right.
And I didn't know about Tiger Woods. It wasn't like about, you know, actually doing it professionally. I just thought this is something no one else is doing. And even then, man, like to this day, I don't watch basketball for fuck. Sure, I don't watch basketball. I'm sorry, I'm gonna offend a lot of people, and you know, I don't watch any basketball.
Your listeners.
Yeah, it's every
click.
Yeah. This guy, he doesn't know shit. Fuck him.
Yeah.
I don't watch any basketball. I go to Dodger games because they are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Football, I'm catching some of it when my brother's, you know, like when his Broncos are playing, like I'll watch some stuff with him. I don't keep up with anything soccer. I mean, just the girlfriend's a big thing with it. Yeah. So, I mean, for me, it's just nothing but boxing, MMA, jiu-jitsu. I'll see Muay Thai from like lion fights. That's all I really see.
Mm-hmm.
And it was back then in that day, I was like, man, I'm going to play golf. And I'd collect all these golf clubs and we'd play with them in the house, but also play with them outside. Do you remember that shit?
Knocking them. I could have swore like that we were going to hit a house pretty soon.
Yeah.
And we never, it just never came even close.
We built like this, it's kind of weird to describe, but it was on a hill. We made a golf course, which doesn't make any sense. But the idea was, it was kind of a little hill and you would kick it. I mean, you would hit it. Like above the hole that we made up, it was like a little flat area in the hill. You'd make a hole there. So sometimes you throw it up the hill and then it would roll back and try to make it into that hole. That was the idea. Yeah. And then we'd always have the fear that there was a house all the way at the top and there was bushes, you know, right before it. So we're like, I don't know, man, if you could hit it hard enough to go all the way up the hill. You know, you're gonna break something. Yeah. I think only one person did that once, right?
I don't even remember.
I remember somebody did it once, but I can't. Yeah,
I know. I never came close. And like, we were tidy kids. Like, there's no way you're gonna smack a golf ball at your age and get it all the way up there. But that was just always in the back of my mind. Like, if I screw this up, I'm gonna be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. I remember playing golf once, and I used my brother's Nikes. And he was like a size, you know, at the time, he was like he was still like a 12 or a 13. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was like a fucking 6. And I just, I wanted to wear Nikes, man. So I freaking, you know, I was like, I put on some Nikes.
Yeah.
I put on his Nikes and I just walked out in these big old like clown shoes.
Yeah.
To go play golf. But yeah, man, we'd actually go and play golf. But we played a lot of football too. We played everything at that little block.
Yeah. I remember all kinds of. We'd have, sometimes if we didn't have a baseball, we'd play baseball with a tennis ball. We would roll up newspaper, black duct tape around it. You got yourself a ball there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was so easy to lose balls there.
I think that was a thing too. It was like, I don't want to keep playing baseballs. I'm going to throw it over the hill.
Yep. Yeah, you know, tennis balls were like...
within 10 minutes of, you know, bringing it out.
Oh, man. You were the worst if you hit it over. And that was sometimes mainly me. You know, my brother tells a story of... And I do remember it one time when our neighbor Gomer... And that's... Gomer's my brother's age. You know, they're older. And I was on first base. And Gomer hits it. It was one of those like, homemade balls. They're still hard. And I totally agree. You know, I was being a little wuss for sure. But I got hit with it in my stomach. I was like, oh, that's it. I'm going to go tell my brother. Mm-hmm. And I rush in. I get Danny. I'm like, they're hitting me.
Mm-hmm.
Danny comes out like, hey, man, what are you hitting my brother for? Just big old dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And just trying to scare him and stuff. And to this day, if I get out, you know, if I start like kind of giving Gomer some stuff, he's like, uh-huh, uh-huh, you're going to call your brother on me? I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. But yeah, I see kids don't go out and play in the streets anymore. And I get it, though, because Call of Duty rocks, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I got an Xbox One and a PS4 at home. Chilling.
Oh, man.
I do. I don't really play it that much, but it's there.
Yeah, yeah. I think half the time, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I got one PS4, and literally my girlfriend plays more GTA than I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nonstop GTA. I'll be hearing, like, I'm at 5 stars, you know, from, like, another room. So it's just... It's one of those.
It's different now. But yeah, that's how we were. And it was every single day.
Every single day.
Get home from school and just go play until it's dark.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why homework didn't get done.
Yeah. Because for sure.
And then book of excuses, we got busted kneecaps. Yeah.
But that's where it came out of. We're getting in trouble too much for we're not doing our homework because we're playing outside.
It makes sense.
So maybe that's the timeline for it.
Yeah, man. What else you got?
That was so much fun.
We're going to work through this list.
We'll get through it.
I feel like it's something we got to work through.
For sure.
For those of you guys that know, he's got a notebook and like a list of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we hit a lot of the stuff already just in our conversation. Cause
that's what I'm saying.
Such major, major memories. Yeah, I mean, yeah, man, we hit everything.
How did you write it down?
I don't even know if this even exists anymore.
Yeah, 411 Video Magazine. Yeah, 411
Is that
VM?
Even still a thing?
I don't know if it's still a thing, but I had this conversation. I remember having this conversation before, but I remember talking about 411 VM and how important you remember the only one I bought, but you remember
that's the only one I remember.
Chris Cole?
Yes.
His little segment, and if you guys don't know out there, go ahead and YouTube Chris Cole 411 VM.
Dude, I have tried and I cannot find it.
I found it once.
Yeah, I've been trying to because that's the like you said that's the only one that I
it's
got to
be one
watching.
Of my hard drives. I'll look for it. I'll send it to
you.
You're gonna freak the fuck out. Yeah, it's him. He does his whole segment to Common.
Yes. The Light. That's why I like that song. That's why I fucking love that album because of him.
Oh yeah,
that's right. First, what the hell
baggy
is this?
Pants. I wanna talk to Chris Cole, man. Hey, Chris Cole, I'm gonna tag you in all this. So
yes.
We sit down and talk because I remember that Chris Cole, baggy pants, big shirt, real technical tray flips. Yeah. You know, like that was his. That's what his thing was, man. And I remember that whole video 401 VM. That's the I think it was like issue 40 or 41.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody out there knows that one, please get it.
But send the link.
Send the link for sure. We got a torrent. I don't care. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
I need
them. But there was definitely a moment where at the end it was Anneliese Schmidt. Do you remember that song?
I don't remember.
It was a German song. I don't remember.
And that's what was playing. That was the name of the whole song, and that was the lyric of the entire song too.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a German song, but there was a mashup of like European skaters and stuff, right?
Well, I mean, that's those damn skating videos.
Mm-hmm.
Turned me on, at least probably you too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of different music, crazy different music that we probably never would have heard. It was just this one skater that liked that song. He threw it in there, and it just blew. Because like that one, the live by Common, I never heard Common before that.
Right.
And I heard that, and I was like, damn, what the hell is this beat? It's amazing.
So on that, man, on music, okay, remember we used to have a neighbor girl that was older than us? And I remember to us at the time, this cat's licking at her pussy, man. Like, he's just right here, spread eagle, licking some pussy. Jesus Christ.
Get a room.
I'm gonna just take a little quick picture. But I remember there was the girl that used to live kind of next to you, and she was a little older than us.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. And me coming from the place that the only music I heard was like my mom and dad music. You know, like mm-hmm. we're in that age where we're getting older. I think. Guys, a trash can just fell, if you guys heard it, but hopefully these mics will cover it up. But I remember what we heard was just Mexican Spanish music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this girl was like, nah, the cool stuff is Kiss FM. We're like, what's Kiss FM? And I remember trying to go to like fifth grade with some fucking Backstreet Boys and some Christina Aguilera shit, and that shit just wasn't flying. Yeah, definitely was not the cool kid at Kennedy.
There's the story of, I used to like Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I love Backstreet Boys.
I don't know if you want me saying this, but we would listen to Backstreet Boys.
And oh, NSYNC. Fuck yeah, we'd listen to Backstreet Boys. Right. And NSYNC? Yes. Oh my God, man, we were that was it.
I mean, now I ended up team BSB, but
really,
I don't know if you're still NSYNC.
Yeah, I'm still full NSYNC. You know, it sucks that, I mean, Pineapple Head guy, I forgot his name, but what is his name, Chris or something?
You talking about Justin Timberlake?
No, not Justin Timberlake.
Is that Noodlehead? Noodlehead. Oh, now I know who you're talking about. The pineapple. Head. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what his name is either.
I think his name's Chris. You know, yeah, he's the only one that, like, it's just been, like, whatever for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully he made a lot of money and just he's chilling. I'd rather be doing that.
That's true. That's
you know,
definitely
being
true.
JT. But JT's making some good music.
Yeah.
But you know what? What I distinctly, right now, I will lay down there. If you say nowadays that you like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, fuck you. Like, totally, fuck you. No, man. I was the one that liked them when they were fucking...
Yeah.
You got called a little fag if you liked that shit.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Dude. I had... It
and
was millennium.
Wrong with being gay, but Jesus Christ, man.
Back in those days,
you got it, man.
Got those
insults.
I mean,
like,
and I
oh,
had...
I don't know. I was like, well, I thought that was cool.
I know. I bought... it was the Backstreet Boys. It was Millennium. That album had just come out. So I got it, and I was like... Do I take it to school? Do I not take it to school? Do I, you know, whatever? And what's funny about that is, I don't know if I was like, fuck it, I'm going to take it to school.
Yeah.
It's my shit anyway. I want to listen to it. And it was like one of the last days of school it might have been, because I just remember our teacher was like, you can bring a CD and play it while you guys play or something like that.
Oh,
so
okay.
I brought it.
And you brought it back.
I fucking put it on. And Natasha, who's now my wife, was like, let me borrow it.
I love that gay kid.
She tells me now, like, I thought you were so cool because you had it or whatever. And I let her borrow it. I'm like, that's such
a
trip.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's such a trip.
Yeah, I remember distinctly talking about the bands I liked. And also that kid Omar liking. And I always talk about Omar, man. I don't even know where you're at now in life. But if you find this out, man, I just remember... It was either Omar or some other fool that wore Jordans. But they were like, nah, you got to listen to DMX, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Fucking stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop.
Yeah.
That was the time.
That was definitely a thing, too.
Yeah. But I was like, I don't know about that. And I remember also that the first time I ever heard, it was not the first time I ever heard, but I think the first time I actually listened to hip-hop was your sister had Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Where she had Eazy-E, like. And also, the first time I ever went to Compton was with you guys.
The hell were we doing in Compton?
We went with your mom or your sister, and I can't remember why, but we went to a Target in Compton.
Oh, my God.
And it was a day trip, and I remember that. I remember that specifically, You know, because I remember sitting in the back, and I was like, I'm going to go with Danny. And that was it. Okay, cool. And
yeah.
Just drove off. And your mom drives like this, right, with her
hands. Yeah,
does she still do that?
She still does that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You got to get her like a specific, you know, like a certain steering wheel so she could hold that same way. But it's, I remember we went to Compton. And that was all with y'all. And I did, but I definitely remember the music. And, you know, she was definitely older. And, you know, maybe parents let her listen to cuss words, you know? So that's when I was like, oh, shit. That's
well, yeah, I mean, she, Perla is, my sister Perla is 11 years older than I am. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, if around, we're talking about like 10 or 11, she's early 20s, you know?
Oh, yeah.
She do whatever she wants at that point.
Yeah. Gangster hits for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's where I got my love of Ice Cube, Sugar Free.
Uh-huh.
All that shit comes from directly from her.
Oh, it was K-Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that was so exactly. Fuck all y'all, man. Trying to go see Backstreet Boys now that it's like
in Vegas. It's
cool to be like accepted.
Which I'm gonna get out there.
Yeah,
oh, I bet, they have their residency in Vegas that I'm trying to take my wife to, but we'll see if the funds allow it. It can be pricey.
It can.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I'm glad that the world's kind of going that way, where you could like a bunch of dumb shit, you know, and it. You know, it's cool. It doesn't matter what you like. That person likes this. They're still cool. You know, kids are nice like that nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Like, I went through this phase in high school where I was listening to nothing but metal. Like, really crazy, like, death metal and just black metal even sometimes. And at that point, it was like you listen to rap or you listen to the pop stuff or you listen to metal. If you listen to metal, you can't listen to none of that shit.
Right.
And that's how it was when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
And I was always like, no, I'm going to wear black. I had long hair. I don't know if you even...
Yes, yeah. I remember.
I had, like,
you, and you played, right?
Yes.
Jeez, what did you play?
I played guitar in a metal band.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What was that like?
That was fun.
It was
fun. That's another thing. It was another way to be creative.
Yeah.
It was different. So I loved that whole just getting together, jamming out, creating a song, recording the song, playing it for other people. Okay. That was dope. It was a real fun time. I think we played the whiskey one time.
Oh, jeez.
Which was cool. We played it to maybe like 15, 20 people.
Hey,
it showed up on like whiskey. A Thursday or a Wednesday or some shit. But that was the thing, too. It was like, it's the whiskey. And I was like, dude, you know, Metallica's played here. The Beatles have fucking played here. Like,
oh,
I was just happy to be standing on that stage, you know. So it was fucking real cool.
The feeling, right? Getting up there.
Yeah.
God, man. And then does, in a metal band, does the singer actually write down lyrics?
Well, our guitar player had written the lyrics. And for a death metal band, I mean, to be honest, the lyrics aren't that important because he's just going to be
with Satan or
screaming. You got to work your way up to
Satan. You got to work up to Satan.
I mean, I have the lyrics down somewhere. To this day, I don't even think I know what they mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the point.
Right. It's not the point, man.
It's not.
Points to jam out.
Yeah.
Be loud.
And that's what it was. So that was fun.
Uh-huh.
We put out a little EP.
Oh, shoot.
Thinking we're the shit. It's
what was the band
it
called?
Somewhere. It's called Iced Realm.
Iced Realm.
Which is about as cliche for a metal band as you can probably come up with.
That's not bad.
But it was cool, man. We played some gigs in East LA around. We played the airliner one time.
The airliner.
Yeah. And the whiskey, I guess you could call it. I think that was our biggest show, I guess. Yeah. I had a picture with our name in the marquee, which is cool.
Who else needs to do? That's it, man. You're good.
Yeah, from a little East LA band, like that was like, wow, it's pretty badass. Now I figure out like anybody could fucking play the whiskey.
You just got to call a guy.
You just call a guy and tell him, and he's going to tell you, well, you got to sell 50 tickets. You sell 50 tickets, you're pretty much, pretty much there, but...
That's not an easy thing. I mean, it also takes guts, and not everybody can do it. What I've been realizing from, you know, sitting down and talking to people is that it, you know, we're all kind of the same. And the idea behind this podcast is like, you know, I'm into all this shit, and I'm just a dude from LA. I'm just another dude. I'm a big, it's like that philosophy thing about being the bundle of self, you know, like I'm a mass of all these experiences and ideas that I've gathered from life that I've been through. And the only difference though, from like those that are
pursuing some stuff in art is that they take that risk to actually go out and do it, you know?
Yeah.
The same thing with your girl and you guys doing photography, you know? Like, it's anybody could, like, take pictures or anybody could buy the camera, like myself. Anybody could buy the camera, but to sit there and learn it and practice and go out and do it, then put yourself out there and then continue to work it. That's another thing. Continue to just keep going at it, just, you know, no matter what. That's a different kind of person.
Yeah. And yeah. That too, I'm glad you brought that up too, because that's what my thing is too, is just like, I like to write.
Yeah.
I have a blog that I write on occasionally.
Go start a blog.
Just do it, dude. Yeah, just do it. Like, if you like to write, you're like, oh, I feel like maybe I could, but no one's going to read it. Just do it.
Yeah.
You know, I want to write some music. I don't know if it's going to be any good. Just do it. I want to start a podcast. Just do it.
Let me know, man. We'll figure it out.
You know, it's like, just, that's like the, I think the biggest advice I can give to anyone. Whoops.
Yeah, that's not good. Let the cat drink that.
It was the cat. The cat did that. Yeah, I think that's like my biggest advice is just if you have something that you want to do or you think about doing it, but you're apprehensive about it for whatever reason, just get it started, because you'll feel a lot better. Because that's how I was too when I wanted to write. So I started doing that blog. I remember I hit you up about, because I did a blog about the Dodgers before.
Yeah.
And I hit you up because I think you had gone to Angel Stadium to watch a game there. Yeah. So I had asked you about what the atmosphere was like and shit like that.
Love Angel Stadium.
So I was like, I don't know if anybody's going to read it. I don't know if it's going to be any good, but fuck it. I'll just do it.
Yeah.
I love it. And that's why, like, the blog that I have now is just for, like, my random thoughts or whatever it is. And I just love to write. Just do it.
Dude, it's different when you start writing. I mean, people have these ideas in their heads. Even when you start talking, it's different, though, when you write, because you have that pause. It takes a minute for you to write down what it is you're thinking. And it also gives you a minute to kind of think about it. Okay, is that what I really mean? And
yeah.
You go back and you just change it. And then at the end of the day, you crafted something that is so much more beyond what you could have created by just spouting out some bullshit,
right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, right now we're off the cuff, but it's different when you write. And then you take what you write and it affects you, man. It affects you again. You're like, damn, I'm capable of this. It raises your own personal bar.
Yeah.
And then when you're talking, man, you start becoming just that thing that you wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've read that stuff, man. You did a Chris Cornell thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was a big thing.
Yeah. Meant for you, and yeah, definitely Angel Stadium, man. I love it, man. It's one of those where if I could eat Jack in a Box while I'm sitting on a damn seat, is my new favorite place to go. As that,
yeah.
But I love Dodger Stadium. It's just it is what it is. It's horrible to get up there. Mm-hmm. It's horrible to get out.
Oh yeah.
They stop serving beer after the seventh inning. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they do that over there, but. The beer fucking sucks for the most part, you know. If you get craft beer in there, it's some stuff that, you know, it's like the basic stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it's not big bottles. It's expensive. Oh, dude. It's really expensive.
Last time we went, I bought a Korean beer for like $11.
Yeah,
and that damn beer, I've seen it at the dollar store. To be honest,
Jesus, man,
a 6-pack for $3.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, like...
I just go to show. They don't love their fans.
No,
man.
And
they
then,
gotta,
like,
come on.
My
you
wife,
guys gotta love them.
My wife's more. Like, oh, I want to get a michelada. And to turn a $13, what was it? A $14 beer, a Corona or a Dos Equis or whatever, to turn that into a michelada is another $6. So you're holding a fucking can of $20 beer, and she was like, no. Yeah, and I see this guy walking towards us with two in his hand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that dude is just carrying $40 with the beer.
Oh, dude,
in his
I've spent up to $200 in just beer at a Dodger game. I had to put an end to Dodger games because it.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, it's a $7 ticket, but the money I'm going to spend on beer for that long of a game, you know, it's because we're going to be there. We're going to have some.
Yeah.
Have a good time, man.
Yeah,
we're
of
not,
course.
We're not dumb over here. We're not messing around. So it's just gonna add up, and it's like Dos Equis are like 13 something like that for a tall can.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just man, it's not the best. Just not the best. That's what it is. That's what it is. I think they're gypping us, man.
Yeah,
and they haven't won a championship, so it's all good. And you got to keep supporting.
I do.
I got to keep supporting.
I've been a Dodger fan since I was, since as long as I can remember. I have to. I mean, I'm in deep now. I can't.
Yeah, can't leave now. For sure. And you actually pay attention, so it's a little different. Yeah, I see your Instagram stories. You're watching those like Tuesday games.
Yeah,
shit, those Wednesday afternoon games.
Yeah.
What are they doing putting this one in the lineup?
Yeah, that's me. I know. My wife hates me for it because I'm always yelling at the TV.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, she's like, you get a little too intense. Well, sorry.
That's your thing. I yell at the TV when it's a UFC fight, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not necessarily yelling at people to do stuff. I'm just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, reacting to
shit. Oh, snap. Yeah. Oh, man, he's putting his elbow down. All right. Yeah. You know, go out for side control. Neon belly. Yeah. That's where it goes. But I get you. That's what it is when you're passionate about something, you know? And, I'm right there with you. I'd be celebrating if they won. I've gotten to enough. Man, I've spent enough money on beer to fucking go and celebrate if they have a parade.
They need to give me a piece of the team for as much as I spent over the years on these guys already.
There's a bunch of people out there in the bleacher seats that have, you know, said, like, I don't know, maybe season tickets or put this child through college.
Yeah.
Like, season tickets, fuck it.
I mean, I've looked, man. I just thought it's a lot of money to get season tickets for Dodger games.
Yeah.
Crazy expensive.
My buddy did that for the Galaxy games. Jeebus, he knocked it out for that. And it's been pretty cool. He's only given away, I think, like two games, but he's gone to most of them, and they're pretty exciting, man. Soccer.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, too. Time. I mean, I see people buy season tickets for Dodger games, and then like every other day they're, I got two tickets for sale. And,
yeah.
I mean, what's the point then?
Yeah.
I mean, if you were just trying to buy them to sell them to make money, I guess.
Yeah, but, or you realize how many games they actually have.
You go to a month and you're like, holy shit, this is a lot of fucking games. I got to go every day? It's a commitment for sure.
Yeah. Does parking come included?
No, that shit's separate.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, dear God.
I think they might throw you a bone and say it's discounted, but
no,
it's not.
Then it's not worth it, man. Yeah. Simply not worth it. Just go to the occasional Friday Night Fireworks. That's the only time I love going, man. It's a good time. You guys have some awesome pictures, too, of some Friday Night Fireworks over here.
Yeah, we just go up to that hill behind it and shoot it from there.
I got to figure out where that hill is, man.
I've gotten where it is.
Yeah, we're going to figure. That's what's so great about knowing photography people, because you guys know some spots, man. The when they had the Adam West Batman light on City Hall, you got everybody's picture that was right there next to City Hall, but you guys had some nice pictures where you went behind that. And then there's like a permanent art sculpture that is a door, and the door just kind of leads.
Oh,
it's framed, right?
That's the Kevin Green is his name.
Okay.
That's one of our good friends too.
Oh, okay.
He's a really awesome photographer, and he shot that one. But we got friends at
call that guy then.
Nice. Freaking drones! They took drones up and shot it from up. Yeah. They get creative.
Damn, too.
Photographers can get creative. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, shit, man. So you got anything left on the list, man? We're already past an hour. That's so fucking weird, huh?
We could go on forever, dude.
I know, man. I'll have you on again whenever you want to come on. We'll just chill and talk and
I'll come up with another list. I'll come up with another list for sure.
That little book of excuses, that shit.
Is it sticking with you?
You rattled up a memory that I was like, that doesn't exist. And that thing came up from like way back. Like, I just remember like Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. They were putting away that, you know. The fucking, what was that? What were they trying to find from Indiana Jones? I haven't seen Indiana Jones.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Man.
Yeah.
They're just going into that warehouse, you know, giant warehouse filled with
shit. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they just keep zooming out
and just gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like that memory came out, like from the back of that warehouse going like, I'm here, you know?
And that's the third thing I wrote down because I knew, I'm like, oh, fuck. When I was thinking about this shit, I was like, I got to put that down.
Oh, yeah.
I got to put that down.
Well, all right, Danny. Nice fucking talking to you, man.
Likewise, brother. We will definitely do it again.
Definitely do it again. Anytime you want, man. Where can people find you? Check out some photography.
Well, my Instagram is at danny.losangeles. My wife, the much better photographer, is at NSLAphoto on Instagram.
NSLAphoto.
And her website is nslaphoto.com.
And that's to find like her specific, like, you know, just...
Like her portfolio, right? Pretty much is there, yeah.
And then you also have a website, right? Where you go and you do your
writings. I have a blog too. That is Danny Los Angeles www.wordpress.com because I'm too cheap to pay for a website at the moment.
Oh, dude, I get you, man. So, when they told me I had to get dude from Los Angeles, and I was like, nobody bought it. Fuck yeah, I'm putting the money down.
Yeah, so I'm saving up until that becomes DannyLosAngeles.com. But for now, it's fine. It's just my random thoughts or just when shit happens, like the Chris Cornell thing, which was a big deal for me and my wife. And
yeah,
there was a lot I had to say about that, which is where that post came from, but it's just random stuff. But I like to do it. I love to write. So,
well, that's good, man. Everybody needs an outlet, you know. Like that. That's, you know, writing is a great one. It's available to everybody. So,
yeah.
You know, but definitely, man. Send me those links to everything, and I'll put them on the show notes.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a terrible thing. I'll just burp before the end of this. Put it on the show notes. Burp. Then we'll put everything on here so then people can find you. And then, you know, we'll have your girl on next. We'll talk some photography that shit's crazy. And that's it, yo. This is another episode of the Dude from Los Angeles podcast. We're keeping them rolling. We'll come back next week with some more guests. And that's it. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you very much for coming on. Thank you for having me, brother.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Nice talking to you, man. Peace.